This is Weekend Edition on WUWM. I'm Mayan Silver. Republican Governor Scott Walker and his Democratic challenger Tony Evers met last night for the first of two debates ahead of the November 6th election. The two are locked in a tight battle, with the election just more than 2 weeks away. The debate Friday was hosted by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Walker and Evers delivered sharp attack lines in their first debate over hot topics in the race, including taxes, education, health care, and roads. Some of the most pointed comments involved the question of credibility. Walker shrugged off criticism lodged by four of his former cabinet secretaries that he mishandled education, transportation, and safety issues. The former top administration officials announced they'll be voting for Evers.
I'm not afraid to have people with diverse opinions in my cabinet. For years, I had a cabinet member who wanted to raise the gas tax, and I told the voters clearly I would never raise the gas tax without an equal or greater reduction elsewhere in their tax burden overall.
Meanwhile, Evers downplayed reports that broke hours before the debate that his education budget proposal included uncredited sections lifted from other sources, saying that it was a mistake that's been fixed.
Now, the last thing I need in my life is to have Scott Walker lecturing me about the issue of plagiarism, frankly. He takes budget items directly from national organizations and high-dollar sponsors, passes them into law, barely changing a word.
The two also tackled the issue of taxes. Evers says the Walker administration has been giving tax credits for the wealthy. He says if elected, his focus would be on the middle class.
So anybody that's making $100,000 or less will get a 10% income tax credit. In addition, $150,000as families, that's a 10% credit. We have to make sure that the middle class in the state of Wisconsin stays strong, and this is one way to do this.
Evers responded to Walker's claim that Evers would support a $1 a gallon gas tax. Evers says the idea is ridiculous and is never going to happen. Walker reiterated that Evers has said that everything is on the table when it comes to the budget. Walker stated that Evers has talked about raising property taxes and raising income taxes on manufacturers, yet hasn't said by how much.
Ladies and gentlemen, when someone from Madison tells you you're going to tell you after the election how much, look out. You better hold on to your wallets and purses because he's going to raise your taxes. I have shown repeatedly in the past that we can cut taxes on the hardworking people in the state, on working families, on senior citizens, on small business owners and family farmers. We've done it before and we'll do it again, just like Tommy did years ago when he funded two-thirds funding for schools and lowered property taxes.
The two candidates also weighed in on questions about immigrant labor at dairy farms, granting in-state tuition to DACA recipients, and granting driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Walker assessed that those are federal issues, and specifically referring to the issue of granting the driver's license, said,
"We're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws, and that clearly puts us in violation of the federal law. That's the reason why we need federal officials to stand up and make positive affirmative changes that allow for legal immigration into the state from anywhere around the world."
Evers countered that some immigration laws are bad public policy, and that a governor needs to be able to call out bad policy at the national level.
When young people were being ripped away from their parents at the border, and people asked the governor of Wisconsin whether he thought about that, and he said it's a federal issue. Well, it's not. It's a human issue. It's a human issue, and the governor of the state of Wisconsin needs to weigh in on that.
Candidates will face off in a second and final debate planned for next Friday night. It will be co-hosted by WUWM, and you can listen to it here. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.